Kick it off.
All right, here we go.
Well, you know, I had the rare privilege to see Del's very first gig with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boy, way back, and I believe it was February or March of 1963. I was 18, Del was about 20, he was about 17, actually. But, and he played the five-string banjo on that gig, yeah. And it was flawless, man. He is like a great banjo player. And in fact, Bill Monroe offered him the job of five-string banjo. But I don't think he took it right away. And by the time he got to Nashville, the very day he showed up with his banjo in his case, another guy walked in there with his banjo named Bill Keith. And maybe you want to continue this story, right?
Yeah.
Right here, man.
Exactly. That's what happened. I'll tell you what. Bill Monroe told me, and evidently told Bill Keith, when if we wouldn't take a job, you know. Of course, it's been months, a couple months, I think, before I ever decided to accept that job. So he said, now, when you come to Nashville, you come to the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, and right beside that is a place called the Clarkson Hotel. And you get you a room, and I'll just call me, and I'll come in, and we'll talk. So, well, I got there, and I called him. He said, now this is a week later. Well, it's been too long. I can't remember how long it was. So anyway, I did call him. He said, now look, I'll be in there in the morning, and I'll pick you up. So he came in, and And about the time he came in, there was another guy walked into the lobby with a banjo. And I thought, that's unusual. Here we both are, you know. And so we didn't get to meet each other. Didn't know who each other was. We had no earthly idea. So he said, come on, boys, follow me. And so he took us next door into a restaurant. It was called I forget the name of the restaurant now, but it was connected to the Clarkson Hotel. And he bought our breakfast, you know, and he was a man of few words. We were both sitting there and didn't know what to say to Bill Monroe, you know, because he was the chief, you know. He's the main dude. Been on the Grand Ole Opry since 1939. Star vocalist on the Grand Ole Opry. Well, he said, come on. And when we got done, he bought our breakfast, and we went next door to the National Life and Accident Insurance Company. Now, this might get pretty long, David. Is it okay? I'm about done, I think. So anyway, we went in, and you had to get on the elevator and go up to a room, and there was a guitar over there against the wall in a Brown Gibson case, and he had me go over there and get that guitar. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Because I was a banjo player, and that's all I thought about. My career was ending right then.
No, your career was actually being born.
Oh, I don't know about that, but yeah. I thought, oh, now I don't know about this. But then Bill Keith told, what was that? So Bill Keith told me later on, about 10 years ago, he said, you know, he tried me on the guitar too, and I can't play a guitar. And I said, well, I couldn't either, but that's the way he hired us. He hired me on guitar, singing lead, and he hired Bill Keith on banjo, playing banjo. Took my job away from me, Bill Keith.
Well, I'd say that worked out, wouldn't you? Do one of the classic Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys songs.
Yes, we are.
One that he recorded at his first session with the great bluegrass band consisting of Bill Monroe, Earl Scruggs, Lester Flatt, and Chubby Wise. And this is one called The Toy Heart.